Good afternoon from the outskirts of Central Park. On the update this Thursday, the summer school verdict is finally in. Governor Cuomo says that in the state of New York, summer school will be conducted remotely, citing the risks of returning children to the classroom. There's still too early to make a decision about the fall semester. We'll have the latest details. It was a very busy day for the NYPD. An off-duty officer was charged with murder in the shooting death of a longtime friend on Long Island, while police say that a sergeant killed a 44-year-old man who shot a woman and then refused to stop attacking the owner of the Harlem apartment they were in. The MLB Players Association has now given management a counter-proposal, a wide-ranging response to a 67-page proposed set of protocols for a season to be played during the pandemic. And in Washington, President Trump and the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell huddled at the White House to consider the next steps in coronavirus aid. Republicans want to phase out the unemployment benefits to encourage Americans to go back to work. This is the update, Thursday, May the 21st, 2020.
This is the update with Brandon Julian, reporting tonight on the road.
And a very pleasant Thursday to you, Brandon Julian here, the host of the Update podcast exclusive also on the WKRB Mixed Cloud channel. Hopefully you're having a good day out there. We are recording today's episode on a Friday since we took an off day yesterday to enjoy the beautiful weather and head off to South Beach. But when we said that we would be recording the previous day's episode the next day, we mean that. So hopefully you're enjoying the weather out there, socially distanced and being responsible and all that jazz. We have a lot of news to get to this Thursday, including the latest coronavirus developments. We're going to begin this Thursday with what the governor had to say. And the summer school verdict that most people have been waiting for is finally in. Weeks ago, after he said that schools will remain closed for the rest of this current academic year, the governor said that summer school in the state of New York will be conducted remotely, citing the risks of returning children to the classroom. The governor said that it's still too early to make a decision about the fall semester yet. School buildings, of course, in New York have been closed since March. The governor says it's still unclear on how to keep students safe from infection in classrooms and on buses. He also mentioned increasing awareness about a syndrome affecting children that is thought to be linked to COVID-19. Pediatric multi-stem inflammatory syndrome affects blood vessels and organs and has symptoms including prolonged fever, abdominal pain, and vomiting. Across the river in Jersey City, New Jersey, when Shafquat Khan died from the virus at the age of 76, he left behind his wife, three children, seven grandchildren, and a legacy of connections. His daughter, Sabila Khan, says her father spent years trying to help other Pakistani immigrants living in Jersey City, just across the river, the Hudson River, from here in New York City. Khan hosted events on how to apply for driver's licenses and encouraged dialogue between communities of different faiths and cultures after the 9/11 attacks. Since his death last month, Sabila Khan says that she has taken comfort from people who have told their stories about how her father impacted their lives. Back here across the river, authorities say that a Chinese man who tried to get $20 million in federal aid for distressed businesses falsely claimed that he represented New York State in trying to procure COVID-19 tests and other PPEs. The FBI and federal prosecutors say that Muj Ma claimed that he was paying millions of dollars to hundreds of workers before his arrest today. But they say he was his only true employee, working out of his posh Manhattan condominium. Manhattan U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Berman called the alleged crimes audacious and callous. An email seeking comment was sent to Maz's lawyer, who told a magistrate judge that her client has no criminal history. He was denied bail after a prosecutor said that he was a flight risk. In the phases of reopening, the Archdiocese of New York is now planning for a phased-in reopening during this pandemic. Its five-phase plan uses protocols developed with the advice of medical professionals to help safeguard worshippers. The first stages envision the resumption of private prayer and confessions, followed by the celebration of baptisms and marriages with attendance limited to 10 people, according to a summary. All priests in the archdiocese will also be tested weekly for the virus. The plan comes as New York is preparing to resume religious gatherings of up to 10 people. And over in Lisbon, here in New York, a family that was separated by the border between the United States and Canada will not be able to reunite for at least another month because of the travel restrictions related to the pandemic. WWNY-TV reports that David Teal is working his dairy farm in Lisbon, New York, while his wife, Lynn Buchkamp, is running her business and caring for their two children up in Ottawa. The family hasn't been seen in person since late March. The U.S., Canada, and Mexico, of course, agreed this week to keep their shared borders closed to non-essential travel through June 21st, extending existing restrictions by another 30 days. There is other news of this Thursday to address, and we will address those when the Update with Brad and Julian, OTR, podcast exclusive also on the WKRB Mixcloud channel, returns in just 30 seconds.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit ny.gov/coronavirus.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by New York State and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone. Some of the other news of this Thursday. To Long Island, we go in Amityville, where a man was stabbed to death by his adult son today while on a Zoom video chat, according to police, leading to 911 calls from people who watched the horror unfold on their screens. Thomas Scully Powers, age 32, fled out a window after attacking his 72-year-old father, Dwight Powers, around noon at their home near South Oaks Hospital in Amityville, according to the Suffolk County Police. Back here in the city, five ducklings that are going through the worst days of their new lives have now been rescued from the treacherous Central Park waters, in which a snapping turtle is believed to have killed their mother. The baby mallards were floating bait for what lies beneath in one of the manufactured ponds of New York City's nature haven. City parks and recreation officers attempted to rescue the birds yesterday, but their efforts were no match for the bolting legs of the mallards. Rangers were back at it all day today, finally capturing them with a net in the late afternoon. The birds were transferred to the nonprofit Wild Bird Fund, the city's lone wildlife rehabilitation facility. The president's longtime personal lawyer and his fixer, Michael Cohen, was released from federal prison today to serve the remainder of his sentence at home. Cohen has been serving a federal prison sentence at FCI Otisville in New York after pleading guilty to numerous charges, including campaign finance fraud and lying to Congress. Cohen arrived at his Manhattan apartment building around 10:40 earlier this morning, wearing a surgical mask and a baseball cap. Cohen's release on furlough was part of an attempt to reduce the spread of the virus in federal prisons. It was a very busy day for the NYPD. An off-duty officer was charged today with murder in the shooting death of a longtime friend on Long Island. The State Attorney General's office charged Officer Eric Allen after investigating the May 12 shooting under its authority to review killings of unarmed civilians by law enforcement officers. Allen is expected to be arraigned. Messages seeking comment were left with his union and the NYPD. And police also say that a New York City sergeant killed a 44-year-old man who shot a woman and then refused to stop attacking the owner of the Harlem apartment that they were in last night. Police had been responding to a report of shots fired when they found the 45-year-old woman on the ground of the fifth-floor apartment and the men fighting, one of them wielding a kitchen knife. Police say the man ignored orders to drop the knife and was shot in the torso as he attempted to stab the 39-year-old man. Medical personnel pronounced the woman and the man shot by the officer dead at the scene. The owner of that apartment is in stable condition. Time for us to step aside for a moment. When we return on the update this Thursday from the edge of Central Park, we will help you get around with the MTA Essential Service Plan. We're going to talk some sports and talk about how the MLB Players Association, they've given a counter-proposal to their wide-ranging response at a 67-page proposed set of protocols for a season to be played during this pandemic. We're going to talk about what happened on this day in history. And then we will address the latest national news, including how the FDA is moving ahead with a crackdown on scores of antibody tests that have not yet been shown to work. We will address that and more when the update with Brad and Julian, OTR, podcast exclusive also on the WKRB Mixcloud channel, returns in just a moment.
News for New Yorkers who never stop moving. You're listening to The Update with Brandon Julian on 90.3 WKRB.
Hi, Cap. Elmo wants to know, what is the census?
Ah, the census is a special time when we count every single person in the country.
Do kids and babies count, too?
Of course. Counting everyone in your home helps support your neighborhood by funding schools, hospitals, and more. So complete the census by calling, going online, or returning your form by mail. It's totally private.
Visit 2020census.gov and...
Make your family count!
Brought to you by Carnegie Corporation of New York and the Ad Council.
What can I possibly do to make this stressful time a little better? Here's one thing I found. It's a small thing, a simple thing, a remarkable thing. Smile. You can share a smile from more than 6 feet apart. You can share it socially with the whole world. In fact, right now, I'm smiling at you. And I hope you're smiling back, because smiling is in you, from PassItOn.com.
From New York City, doing business in the same location since 1904, this is The Update with Brandon Julian on 90.3 WKRB.
Keeping an eye on the roads, the rails, and the skies, it's time for traffic and weather together.
Because the MTA is running an essential service plan for essential employees only, service on most lines will be running a frequency of at least every 10 to 30 minutes. Also, there is no scheduled service on the B, Grand Central Shuttle, W, and Z trains. For alternate service, you can use the 7, C, D, J, N, Q, or R trains. As a reminder, the subway is closed every night from 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. for deep cleaning and disinfecting of trains and stations. For alternate service and ways to get around during the shutdown, visit mta.info/overnight.
Now, with the latest scores and highlights, it's time for the sports update.
Let us talk some sports on this Thursday. The MLB Players Association, they've given management a wide-ranging response to a 67-page proposed set of protocols for a season to be played during the pandemic. The union says it addressed protections for high-risk players, access to pre- and post-game therapies, testing frequency, protocols for positive tests, in-stadium medical personnel, and sanitation procedures. Players, though, viewed many of the concepts in the original draft submitted last week as over the top, such as arriving in uniform at the ballpark, a prohibition on them leaving without team permission, and a ban on guests other than immediate family members. Players also objected to a ban on the use of showers and hydrotherapy. The union wants more frequent testing than management proposed multiple times per week. MLB is expected to make an economic proposal to the union within the next few days. Excuse me. And the NFL is considering adding a booth umpire and a senior technology advisor to the referee to assist the officiating crew. NFL clubs received a list of potential rule changes today. Owners will vote on the proposals at the upcoming league meeting to be held via video conference on May 28th. If owners don't approve adding a booth umpire and or a senior technology advisor, the league could test the version of both rules in the preseason for possible future implementation. When we return on the update this Thursday from the northern fringe of Central Park, we will address what happened on this day in history, and then we will talk the latest national news, including how the President and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell huddled at the White House to consider the next steps in coronavirus aid. Republicans, though, want to phase out the unemployment benefits to encourage Americans to go back to work. We will address that and more on the update with Brian and Julian, OTR, podcast exclusive, also on the WKRB Mixcloud channel, returns in just a moment.
Keep it tuned in to WKRB. The update returns in a moment.
Okay, men, this is your time. Maybe you didn't choose this, but you're here now. You're going to go out there and be an all-star caregiver. It's up to you. So what are you going to do? You're going to go grocery shopping, cook, clean, be there emotionally and physically. You got to dig deeper. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments. Don't you forget about the pharmacy. No, you won't. Because that's what caregivers do. Don't give up. Don't ever give up. This is your time to show the world, your family, and yourself that you're tougher than tough. Now go out there and be the best caregiver this world has ever seen. Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
From New York City, it's after 10 a.m. Do you know who your boyfriend is? This is the update with Brandon Julian on 90.3 WKRB.
Welcome back to the update with Brandon Julian, OTR, podcast exclusive, also on the WKRB Mixcloud channel on the northern edge of Central Park, 81st and Central Park West, today's road stop. Fun fact, we are actually recording today's episode on a Friday, because yesterday, me and my wife, Tommy, took our antics down to South Beach for the day. Yes, I know there's all these rules about how you can't go swimming in the water, and we didn't go swimming in the water. You know, we just took some towels, brought some food, laid out on the beach, far away from any of the people, so we don't have to do that mask business. But we took our antics to South Beach. We made a day of it. It's the best that you can really do, given the current restrictions. And I told her yesterday, and the same thing I've been saying on these shows throughout the week, is that if I had to choose between no beaches at all, but them being fenced off, and being able to at least sunbathe on the sand, I will take the sunbathing on the sand every single time. I don't know if there would not be a time when I would pick. But I digress. Let us address, though, what happened on this day in history for this May the 21st. The highlight of his day came in 1927 when Charles A. Lindbergh landed his Spirit of St. Louis monoplane near Paris, completing the first solo airplane flight across the Atlantic Ocean in 33 and a half hours. In 1471, King Henry VI of England died in the Tower of London at the age of 49. In 1542, Spanish explorer Hernando de Soto died while searching for gold along the Mississippi River. In 1868, Ulysses S. Grant was nominated for president by the Republican National Convention in Chicago. In 1881, Clara Barton founded the American Red Cross. In 1892, the opera Pagliacci, I don't think I got that right at all, by Ruggero Leon Cavallo, premiered in Milan, Italy. In 1910, a year-old Jewish settlement near the port city of Jaffa adopted the name Tel Aviv, which is Hebrew for Hill of Spring. In 1932, Amelia Earhart became the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic Ocean as she landed in Northern Ireland about 15 hours after leaving Newfoundland. In 1941, a German U-boat sank the American merchant steamship SS Robin Moore in the South Atlantic after the ship's passengers and crew were allowed to board lifeboats. In 1972, Michelangelo's Pietà, on display at the Vatican, was damaged by a hammer-wielding man who shouted that he was Jesus Christ. In 1979, former San Francisco City Supervisor Dan White was convicted of voluntary manslaughter, I should say, in the slayings of Mayor George Moscone and openly gay Supervisor Harvey Milk. Outrage over the verdict sparked rioting. White was sentenced to 7 years and 8 months in prison. He ended up serving 5 years and took his own life in 1985. In 1991, former Indian Prime Minister Rajiv Gandhi was assassinated during national elections by a suicide bomber. And in 2018, Syria's military captured an enclave in southern Damascus from Islamic State militants after a month-long battle, bringing the entire capital and its suburbs under full government control for the first time since the civil war began in 2011. When we return on the update this Thursday from 81st Street in Central Park West, near Central Park, we will address the latest national news, including how Harley Davidson, tried saying that three times fast, how Harley Davidson is resuming production at its U.S. manufacturing plants after suspending production for about 2 months. We will address that and more when the update with Brandon and Julian OTR, podcast exclusive also on the WKRB Mixcloud channel, returns in just a moment.
News for New Yorkers who never stop moving. You're listening to The Update with Brandon Julian on 90.3 WKRB.
Pass it on.
Now's the time to stay apart. Social distancing. But I'm adding something else. Pull together. What's pulling together while we're staying apart? It's calling family to check in on them. It's waving to your neighbor. It's the things we should have been doing all along. And when this tragedy passes and we're able to come together, we'll be stronger than ever because we've already pulled together. Stay apart. Pull together.
Pass it on.
From PassItOn.com. Have you noticed lately how empty everything is? Empty streets, empty stores, empty schools. But I'm trying to change these empty times by being full of gratitude. Gratitude means saying thanks to the garbage collector, the medical providers, and all those who are helping every day. Things may appear empty around us, but when we're filled with gratitude, nothing is completely empty inside us. Gratitude is in you. From PassItOn.com.
From New York, where kids eat for free, this is The Update with Brandon Julian on 90.3 WKRB.
Welcome back to The Update of Brandon Julian, OTR, podcast exclusive, also on the WKRB Mixcloud channel. Today's road stop, 81st Street and Central Park West, near Central Park, near the Museum of Natural History. We were here probably a couple months ago. I have to go back and check the exact date. We've been everywhere in the last couple of months, or should I say nearly close to everywhere. Let's address the latest national news this Thursday. We'll begin in Washington, where the FDA is moving ahead with a crackdown on scores of COVID-19 antibody tests that have not yet been shown to work. U.S. regulators today published a list of more than two dozen companies that failed to file applications to remain on the market or have already pulled their products. The FDA previously allowed the test to launch with virtually no oversight. The agency reversed that policy after critics said it had created a, quote, wild west of unregulated tests. The blood tests are designed to detect for past virus infections. Meanwhile, the president and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell huddled at the White House to consider the next step in coronavirus aid. Republicans want to phase out the unemployment benefits to encourage Americans to go back to work. A reconsideration of jobless aid is fast becoming the focus of debate over the next aid package. After the House passed a new sweeping $3 trillion aid package, senators faced the mounting pressure to act before leaving town for a week-long Memorial Day break. The Senate was trying to fast-track an extension of a popular small business lending program. McConnell said that new proposals would be considered next month. In Milwaukee, Harley-Davidson Incorporated is resuming production at its U.S. manufacturing plants after suspending production for about 2 months. The Milwaukee-based motorcycle company shut down production, of course, back in March after an employee at its factory in Menomonee Falls, Wisconsin, tested positive. Harley-Davidson saw motorcycle sales drop and the economic fallout, of course, from COVID-19. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports the Wisconsin factory where the worker tested positive for the virus is expected to return to full staffing after Memorial Day weekend. The engine and drivetrain facility employs about 1,000 people. Harley-Davidson says that it's begun a planned phased approach to resuming production in its facilities. And finally, in other news, down in Savannah, Georgia, the man who filmed the cell phone video of the fatal shooting of Ahmaud Arbery has now been charged with murder. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation said today that 50-year-old William Roddy Bryan has been arrested on charges of felony murder and criminal attempt to commit false imprisonment. Arbery, of course, was slain back on February 23rd after a white father and son armed themselves and pursued him after spotting the 25-year-old black man running in their neighborhood. Bryan lives in the same subdivision, and the video he took from the cab of his vehicle helped stir a national outcry when it leaked online. Our thought for today is from Irving Kristol, an American writer. Born in 1920 and died in 2009, our thought for today is, being frustrated is disagreeable. But the real disasters of life begin when you get what you want. I'll let you guys ponder on that. As we say, in the words of Walter Cronkite, that is the way it is. Thursday, May the 21st, 2020. That is the update on this Thursday from 81st Street in Central Park West, in Central Park. I'm Brandon Julian. We appreciate you joining us. And in the words of Roger Grimsby and Bill Butel, hoping that your news is good news, I thank you very much for joining me. Good luck. Be safe. Be well. Tomorrow's stop is Brooklyn Bridge Park, our first road trip over to Brooklyn. And then we start a Staten Island series of shows after Memorial Day. I hope you can join me from Brooklyn tomorrow.